Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another very special episode of the Working Class Podcast. We are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road.
Did you make a joke up about our kings? Like, if you want to win,
do you know any jokes?
No, right, just be serious and say, folks, I think we should just do it. I don't know, like.
Right, just say,
the only joke I know about our kings is how cheap their tickets are.
That's a joke, that's a good one. That's a good joke.
I usually have a joke, but the only joke about our kings is how cheap their tickets are and how good the odds are. I don't know.
So, is our kinks like a car dealership?
It's a competition site. Oh,
that's a battle. Go say it to him. I need to tell me a couple of times so I remember it.
Usually I tell jokes, but the only joke that I can say about our kinks is how cheap their tickets are.
And what was the other one?
And how low the odds are.
Say, the only joke. Right,
we'll
go. I normally tell jokes.
Right.
You got this, Sean.
3, 2, 1, action. The only joke.
No, I only tell jokes. Oh.
No, you say, so you start off with, I normally tell jokes, but yes. The only joke that I can say about our kings is how cheap their tickets actually are.
Right. I normally tell jokes, but the only joke I tell is how cheap their tickets are.
Nope. You have to say our kings. You have to say our kings.
I normally tell jokes, but the only joke is how low their prices are.
You need to say our kings.
I know, I'm never going to get that.
You are. You're getting closer every time. Right, 3.
No, really, I need that for a better motivation here, lads. Mate,
come on,
we believe in you, Sean.
Go.
3, 2, 1.
I normally tell jokes about our kings, about how low the prices are.
No. I normally tell jokes about our kings.
I normally tell jokes, comma.
But the only joke I can tell it.
Write it there for him.
We'll see why he's writing it down. Try it again.
I normally tell jokes about our kings.
No, no. I normally tell jokes, but.
Yeah, I got a 9.
I know they're all dark.
I normally tell jokes, but the only joke I'm going to say about our.
No, let him write
that. I can't see that for.
This is
fucked. I'm sorry, it's fucked. Do you wear
glasses, Sean? Aye. Fucking lost them. £170 it cost me.
Read that out there.
I normally tell jokes, but the only joke I can say about our kings is how cheap the tickets are and low the odds
are and get.
Sorry, that last bit. Oh, I can have it. Just for me.
You set him up, Barry.
Danny, you get my glasses.
Oh, I was 10 out of 10 comedy goals.
Do you have... I got...
So...
Diane Parker. <Pavlovich, isn't it? laughs>
That's because you just came out.
Oh, fucking hell. That was amazing.
Fuck.
So you charge people,
You charge people for your jokes, mate. £2 or something.
Believe it or not, the most views I only have 3,000 followers.
Well, listen.
Keep all it.
What you do is you go onto your bio and you write anybody wanting a shout out or a joke, boom, boom, boom. Here's my details.
See, I'm part of the older generation. I entertain people for free. That's where I've always been.
Well, it's 2025, Sean.
I know. I feel the same. I always feel bad charging, but it's different now.
What happened? Fucking. Is John Pork, is he fucking fizzed out, has he?
It's not that he's fizzed out. I just got this thought, I like leaving jokes on a high, to be honest.
So you don't want to play it out?
Just some cartoon pig that I just ripped the deck out of.
I thought John Pork, that was some sort of killer.
No. You just make up lore about him. You make up lore.
I try to Google it, never hang it. Something's coming up.
I'll tell you about
this John Pork guy.
I'll tell you about him on the pod. I'll tell you the full story in the pod. But
so is he not in jail or nothing? No.
So do you not know the story of John Pork?
He's dead. He's dead. Look.
You're going to have to tell him the origin story, because this man's clueless.
So, yeah. So did he make up John Pork then?
You get birth to him,
No, but
are you recording, John?
You want to talk about John Pork on your 30th birthday?
Yes, I do. Make my day.
So, you thought it was a real person?
Well, John Pork is. I went to tech with John Pork, and he was doing Britain. I was doing media studies, and then I went back and done my A-levels in school, and I didn't really hear much of him after. And then after that, he was working in Dublin, the building sites and all. He fell, he hurt his back. And so I just started running about with him and stuff, and then I give my dad a hand at the yard the odd time. And then he was doing charity stuff, and he went and built a school in Uganda and all. But he was cut his finger, and he got AIDS, and he came back here, and he died of AIDS 6 months later after he got hit by a bus. But that is what happened. It was the bus. It was real bad. It was he got hit by the bus, and then the autopsy was he got hit by a bus, had AIDS, and had he had symptoms from the COVID vaccine. So just bad, just real bad.
And Costa started making fun of him.
It was an accumulation of all sorts of shit.
He died, got hit by a bus,
and had AIDS, and complications.
Set up a school in Uganda.
John, his name was.
And he had complications with the COVID vaccine as well. That was really what put it over the edge, as I said.
So he started making wee voice notes and all on doing TikTok videos to him. So is this a real guy then?
Put his face on the pig, so he's immortalized as a pig with AIDS.
An apron.
You'd see him wearing name sometimes. You all boots.
He was a good lad. He was good, but
he got him loads of likes.
He's looking over you now. Looking under me. I didn't mean it sexually, Sean. He's in hell.
He's with Little Nicky in the boys. Did you ever watch Little Nicky?
I see it was with 5.
Mate, I rewatched the background last week for the first time in ages, and I just laughed from start to finish. It is funny.
Did you watch Happy Gilmore too?
I did. I've seen it.
Too many cameos, mate.
Yeah. I thought that's more flashbacks than anything.
I thought Eminem's cameo was pretty funny.
I thought, the way you were talking about the flashbacks are most people remember the jokes. You don't need to replay the fucking scene. And then it made the film near 2 hours. But I liked the first hour of it. But once it's on the maxi golf stuff, they just ripped the
Do you know what I hated? It annoyed the fuck out of me. See the wee fat Spacky Weasel who he goes up against? And he's gone. He gets the hang took, and there it is back, and he does the big swing to fucking drive it. I wanted to choke him, and I'm just sitting watching it.
You ever see The Sixth Sense?
I wanted to choke him to death.
I'll watch him as a child.
Oh, is that him?
That's Haley Joel Osment, yeah.
Is it?
The Sixth Child.
I never watched it.
And he's in Artificial Intelligence. So.
No way.
Yeah, he's in The Boys, yeah, that's right.
Did you see why the wife died, though?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
The golf ball.
Spoiler alert for Happy Gilmore 2.
Why?
Oh, Cameron Boyce, yeah. Yeah,
Cameron Boyce died. Not the same, like.
It's just the Netflix stuff. It's like they own Happy Madison, which is his production company now. So
all
like,
his films all just go straight on
Netflix. And Netflix, there's, I'm not joking, in the history of about Netflix originals, there's about five good ones. Like,
see, to be honest, the one they should have made a sequel for is Big Daddy.
Big Daddy was class, yeah. And the two like who played the Big Daddy, they were Sweet Life Zack and Cody. Like, they stayed famous. They're still famous.
You know? And you could do a rerun where their daddy's now or something. You know what I mean?
But
and
I've
he's a granddad.
Adulthood, like I've never actually seen them as adults.
Yeah,
have you not?
One's a crackhead.
What do
you
call them?
Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
They just live on Brussels Sprouts.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Though. Here, so Sean, Costa, are you not doing no more films? It's finished, isn't it?
No, the film's wrapped. Yeah, I'm just out of it.
You could have got Sean in for a cameo, mate.
Oh, he's doing podcasts?
No, he's doing a film. Fucking open your ears, Sean.
Sorry, I'm still talking about something already.
He's finished, wrapped up his movie here, but I think we could have maybe squeezed you in for
films?
A cameo.
Yeah, I did a film, yeah.
Why didn't you call me? I'm living in Suffolk Road.
Fuck's sake, I only live in Newcastle, about an hour down
there. Yeah, road. I would have got the bus down there.
Mate, you could have done it like a wee thing where you needed a joke and you could have told it, you know what I mean?
I hate there's not enough fucking jokes in the film, I never mind that.
You can never have too much eyebrows for the film, like, yeah, so you can have the jokes, not the eyebrows.
Sean, we'll make a film, but we'll get your life story nailed down in this podcast and make 100%. A film about it.
Could you actually tell us a wee bit about your origin story? Like, how did it all start off? Like, We didn't really get into it the last time you were here. We're just kind of talking about things.
I know. I was just, back whenever I was a nobody, I was just sitting in the room one day, made a joke, just got like 600 likes. This is before Fuse were a thing. There was no Fuse back then. So I just made it, 600 likes, so all took off. And then I started making jokes, started getting born out there, so I started going on rants. Then Gavin Burns, as you know all here, he came along, like, he was so famous, self, one of the... No, like a video
collab.
Together. I collab together. It's like, oh, happy days.
And it just went from there?
From there, like, a couple of 100,000 views.
What age were you when you'd done your first joke?
I was only 17.
17? And you're 30 now, so...
30th birthday.
13 today. Years ago. Big shout out to Sean Eyebrows Branoff, by the way, folks. It's his 30th birthday, and he chose to spend it with the Working Class Podcast.
I wouldn't spend it any other way. Best parts of lads.
And he's getting his hole in 8.
That's Carly. What cool,
like. Yeah. Wink.
Look after us, man.
Jason doing Rulo's.
Get your skirt and your.
No, it's Jay Cole does birthday sex in it.
What?
Jay Cole does a song birthday sex.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Is it?
I've sent that. Jason see, Rulo. Every time it's a girl's birthday, but I send it like that song, but they're like,
do you ever see the
me.
Song? He's, the song's like, Jason! Is it like a wee Japanese woman?
Jason Derulo? Huh? That's what that sounded
Jason
like.
Jason Derulo.
No, she says like,
it's international. Yeah,
like
that's Pitbull.
No.
I do know Jason Derulo, but that's just his tag.
No, it's a wee Japanese woman says it.
Is it not Talk Dirty to Me? It goes at the start like...
I don't know, I'll play it.
Birthday you have to now.
Anyway,
no, that's the melody. You see the birthday set, you go home, you go, girl, you know girl, you know.
See, when I went to see 50 Cent Dublin, he brought Jeremy out and he was singing the song and there was a woman dancer and she's literally just lying like that with her legs spread open and he's just sitting singing and there, dude, it was mad as fuck. Like,
fishy as fuck.
It was like too much. Like,
here, he was saying there, so a couple of people actually says to me, like, because I don't know anything about boxing, what was I telling my corner man? Because I don't know fuck all.
Just get stuck in.
Go tell him what I was telling you.
Oh, I was standing at the corner. I was sitting at the corner, and after the first round, Gavin here was saying, oh, you're winning, you're winning. Then at the start, I sort of believed him. See, at their second round, you're still telling me I'm winning.
This is the thing I said. It says, I'm going to tell every single fighter every round they're winning. Just to keep motivated, because I don't know what to tell him. So he was like, "Nah, did you say you're not?" I was like, "You're winning. You're two up here. Just go out and win more round."
You could have just called me a dickhead, like
probably just to be fair. Like,
what did you do, man?
I
could see you. Fuck.
You full on shadowbox.
I was going, right, see when he's coming in, he's going to be coming at you. You need to just keep the distance.
Move.
Keep the distance. Look at him. He can't fight. See him. What I was doing, I was going, see him over there. He can't fight. He can't fight. He's throwing pillows. He's throwing handbags. So every time he's coming close, just move and just get him. See Steve O'Reilly. He's one of Marley Duck. It was a perfect example. He's just slipping and fucking chair kicked him.
Steve, but apart from that,
I was going, I remember when Fats and, what do you call him? Fats and Crawford were fighting, and I was just going, look at him, hit him in the body. See, every time you hit him in the body, he's going like that with his eyes. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be in here.
He literally turned his back around, turned away. I was like, what are you doing?
Hello. And then I was going, just breathe in your nose. Don't breathe in your mouth. Just breathe in your nose. And that's it. And then I was just going like that and chanting the fan. Come small with a piece of paper, giving it stacks.
He took the round card and all. Like,
I actually took on my role as a boxing coach a bit seriously, but that's why we got the win. That's why the Bloods won.
Did you win? I was in with the medics.
Team Red.
Oh, see next year.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I think you should have more clothes on her, because I kept getting restricted in my life.
Excuse me, that's my friends.
You kept getting restricted.
They're ring guards.
For nudity. That's when he's shown, no, not the ring guard personally, like, but he's in the ring.
It's probably some hussy.
Shout out to the ring guards, Claude and Sinéad, thanks very much.
Yeah, they were lovely. I was sitting beside them.
Can't get me restricted.
Legends.
Well,
they done a good job.
I thought you were going to say your trousers felt restricted. But,
it takes a lot of fucking courage to get up and do something like that in front of a fucking packed Devonish Hall, fully all fellas.
What's it say to be fair, mate? You done some job, mate, for a pretty?
Oh, in the suit, no.
Is that your first time doing something like that?
I done like a box when I was younger, but like I done like a whole set of formal, but like in a ring the whole time. That's probably the first time I've done it. Like,
I think when you talked, everyone listened.
If anyone was loud, I was just like, we just shut the fuck up. Listen to me here.
Costa was good. Name's going and Gavin's corner in the blue corner, and everyone's going yeah. Limbo's corner, red corner, all going yeah.
I think it's more thick culture accent. See if you like from Belfast.
He's not culture. He's tang.
Well, no, I just the accent's culture. That's what he meant. He wasn't being racist. Don't worry.
Why are you from a different country?
No.
It basically is, mate.
You know, when people call you, like, because culture is just an accent now, like, so you're just, it used to mean people that farmed, and I do farm.
What country did you think he was from?
Armenia. People just think I was
Turkey
Armenian.
Armenian.
He looks like a big Turk, doesn't he?
Yeah. We make Atarians, bro.
Yeah. Kardashian.
So a Tang is.
A Tang is someone that's like real into farming and real into lorries.
Back whenever I was younger, like, culture just means you're not from Belfast.
Still does.
That's racist though. Like, to say that a culture is literally someone that doesn't live
in
the area.
But he's actually right. Like,
once
you leave West Belfast, I could start calling people cultures. Like,
no, Lesburn ones are cultures for fuck's sake.
Culture is short for agriculture. Like, so it's supposed to mean people that are in farming. Like, that's what it's supposed to
be. Loads of them don't farm and they're still cultures.
But they're not cultures then. See, when I made the character Tang Culture, like, it was because there were so many people around me that dressed in, like, brown boots and checkered shirts.
And brown belts.
And they never farmed in their lives. And then
but they're not the farmer
basis. I do, yeah, but I farm. I actually do farm, and I'd literally go like this.
He walks the walk and talks the talk.
Oh, do you have horses?
No, I have cows.
Is there horses on a farm? It
depends. I can fucking put in.
What mean the money on a horse? Surely not. Like,
no, you're supposed to breed them for racing. That's what they're supposed to do and sell sperm and all. I think that's how you get the money.
Corn beef come from a horse, no?
You can. No, no. You can count
the horse. Corn beef come from a horse.
I wouldn't have a fucking clue.
Oh, so do you get your own milk and all that?
No, we have folks, cattle dealers like for
don't
beef.
Don't take that out. Make sure it stays in this podcast.
There's dairy farmers which do milk, and then there's beef that just do the beef.
Can you milk your
cows?
No, you do more than that.
But I don't do it.
You can do more than that.
I'm here. I'm just gonna be for real.
What's fond of an old tit like?
Oh, fuck around.
Oh, why?
A cow's tit probably about the only action I get these days. Fuck's sake.
Are you a tit man or an ass man, Sean?
That's it. Depends who it is, like.
The girl with the tits and the girl with the ass, like.
See the first person to like taste milk from a cow's tit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What were they adding? Like,
I know, like you're sucking a cow's tit and going first white stuff. I'm going.
I can't
put that in my cereal.
I know, like
it's completely ridiculous.
You're sipping milk, okay? Like, bring the milk and I'll drink it. Like,
I've got to tell you
anymore. That's a challenge.
Would you do it?
Well, if he milks his cow, brings it in.
What happens if somebody just
I don't melt, but I'll get some. But you have to pasteurize it and all that. It's pure.
No, he'd do it right pasteurized.
Somebody could just spunk in it and tell him it was cow's milk.
No, I don't think I'll spunk that much.
No, we're all adults here. Like, we'll just do it. So if he milks a cow and brings a bit up, will you drink it?
Why?
Right.
Will you do it?
Yeah, I'll get it sort of next time.
Have you ever tried breast milk?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
But if it's lumpy, I'll know. Like,
how would you know?
Well, I'm going to stick it in the freezer. I'll get it and then from there. I'll get my dad a sticker. I'll video us milking it and hopefully we'll get a cow that's good enough for to pop milk in the bottle.
Make sure it's an ice cream. And then
what about a bowl?
I don't have bad cows.
Would you drink a bowl's milk?
You can't. They don't have milk, do they? Or do they?
No. Big load of semen.
I think you can milk a goat.
The bowl's the tom one.
You can milk a goat, yeah.
And the milky ones is the black and white. Is that right?
I think you'll probably, by theory, milk anything because, like, dogs have nipples, like.
I know.
Not that on God's.
I see when a cow pops a fucking a calf out.
Yeah.
Does the calf just start and walk right away?
Yeah, it learns to walk after about 5 minutes.
That's mental.
It is pretty crazy. Like,
you see a baby, like a born baby, like the 1 year still is so helpless. Like, it can't do nothing.
Calves, like, they be born, they're real awkward to be born. They're lucky to be, they're a lot of time, they're very hard to be living if they're born. Like, but they're like, come out, you put their two legs, like, come out, and you pull them out with the two legs. You get, like, a machine that pushes the ma back, so like pushes the servers back, and you pull it out, and they just plop on the ground. You think they're fucked.
Yeah, because they hit the ground.
Yeah, yeah. And then the cow has to like lick all the placenta off them, because if it doesn't, it'll suffocate, like, because it's like a gel around its mouth.
But why can you not do it?
Well,
if you're there, you're supposed to do it in theory. But if a cow gives birth and you're not there and it doesn't lick it off, there's a risk that the cow could die. But so then after like 10-20 minutes, the mummy will lick it and stuff, and then it'll get up. But a lot of the times, like, calves are supposed to, like, immediately suck their ma's milk. And then a lot of time, the cows will just kick them away and not like them and, like, push them away and all. So then you have to separate the mummy from the cow. And then everybody thinks that that's, like, the most immoral thing ever. But, like, if the calf doesn't get milk, it'll die. Like, you know what I mean?
How many would they have? Like, would they have a litter or just one?
They have one or two. There was one time a few months ago or a long time ago, there was a cow had three and we didn't know, but
Did you just eat it, like?
No. There's lorries come, like, there's dead lorries.
I know you're saying that, but do you know what I mean?
There's a place up in Antrim.
A wee bit of steak, no, know what I mean?
That, well, if there's a cow, listen, if there's a cow, like, say there's a cow, like, has a sore leg, but it's a real good bull, and it hasn't been down, like, we get a butcher, we have done that, like, we keep a cow for ourselves, get a butcher, and kill it and eat it, and then you have, like, a whole cow in the freezer. I swear to God, see, I have a cow, you get about 250 burgers. I'm not joking. That's
many steaks.
Really, like, you get about 20 or something, 20 or 30 steaks.
I was watching The Outdoor Boy, and he killed a buffalo, and he was like, that's going to do me for a full summer now. That's my food for all the summers. One buffalo.
I didn't know that either.
Days, like, weird.
Well, like, that's a real big, I was a real good bull, aren't I? But, like, I got sick eating beef by the end, but, like, my mom wouldn't do it again. You get a load of roast beef, and like, you get, like, roast burgers, you can get beef sausages,
shins,
loads of steaks, you can get everything, like, you know. So,
truly, the nicest part of a cow is its arse.
I wouldn't know. Steaks, sirloin steaks,
beef cheek as well. Great, and softest
ever,
bit of meat.
Did you ever hear that do you ever get them wee frogs, the wee sweets, the wee green ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see the bottom? I know the bottom way, it's like a wee bit of white stuff.
It's like spongy.
Is that made out of cow's tongue?
I wouldn't know.
I don't know, I heard all these rumours as a kid, so I don't know if they're true or not.
Jellies, I only found this out, there's bits of pig in them or something, there's John Pork in the jellies.
Yeah, well, there you are.
Have you ever had pig feet?
No. Or give them to a dog?
There was a pig butcher, my dad had fields up beside, like, so he ran the field beside him, and this is when I was like fucking 5 or 6, and like the man was a pig butcher across the road, but the cows would have ran into his yard, so we would turn them around, they're on the back of the field. We would have just, like, stood there, and there was this wee alleyway, and there would have been just pig's feet lying there, and rats running in between the wee bushes. And all. It was the scariest shit ever, like, it scared me.
It's creepy, like.
There's a lot of creepy shit sitting there. Like, it's so, like, we have a load of rat poison all down now, but you just see rats everywhere. Like, see, if you leave a car in all parked there for too long, there would be rats in it. Like for a couple of weeks, say you didn't move a car.
I came in the exhaust.
Is there anything you want to know about Smith culture, mate, since you've told us a lot there? But
anything you want to know about the Suffolk Road?
Where the fuck is Suffolk Road?
Oh, yeah, don't want to know. Like, we need our own passports. We're like its own wee country.
You just got to create a republic.
Oh, cheers.
The Republic of Suffolk.
Come on, John Boy, go ahead. Legend.
We ever in the
on the water this week, folks?
We ever in the LDK?
Off out of drink.
Lanadoon Dog Killers. Nah, I know Suffolk's just beside Lanadoon, like.
See, I may be living up there, but I'm originally from Ardoyne. Born and raised.
Ardoyne ski head. Born and bred.
But you're a Westie at heart, aren't you, like?
Was it?
You're a Westie at heart.
No, never, like.
What?
You are, mate.
Do you know where you're sitting?
I'm hoping he what didn't backyard on.
What did you do earlier on for your 30th birthday? Did you get up there anything or?
Just went into town, just shopping.
What'd you get yourself, big son?
I convinced you just going to that town, walk about.
Yeah, I seen you 2 weeks ago.
I seen him yesterday. I seen him for a prom. Hey, I seen the speed him straight down, you know, down
past. I can't see him.
Where were you going? You were coming like round past the city hall towards Halifax.
Every time I actually see you, it is either in the town or walking through the county centre.
County centre, I always see. Oh. You must not ever be in the house, like.
Nah, if I'm out every day, that's what I do.
Yeah. Would you be an early raiser?
I fit 6 o'clock every morning.
Fair play. I don't get up. See, because I haven't been working at the minute, I'm not getting up the fuck on 10:30 in the morning. Like,
I was at the yard, like, I was farming. My dad woke me up there for 8, so I woke up out of bed at 8. So, but then I'd be up there for like 9:30 or 10.
Do you have like chickens that sort of wake you up and go,
That's
cocks. My fucking that's very cocks. My ma wake me up hoovering the fucking floor. But no, like, and then I took off work, the farm to edit this film, and like, I don't get up to about 12 or 1 now, and it just like feel like I'm in uni again and feel like pure crap. Like, up to 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting rating the balls of myself.
Okay, mate, isn't that, Bronis?
That's sick. I wasn't listening, wasn't.
You not listening?
Do I do so far? Yeah. It's in early morning.
Talking about rating the balls ourselves.
Why?
Is that what you did at time?
Yeah. When's the last time you had a wank, big man?
Not allowed to no more. You have to be, you have to verify your age now as a party.
Oh, I would know. I don't wank.
Are you not allowed to wank? Past a certain age?
Apparently not. Apparently all them adult websites, you have to send IDs away.
Oh, there's plenty of ways you can get around it.
So Facebook
told me. You're speaking to a fucking...
So you don't need ID to get into a country
in the north.
You need ID to have a wank.
Apparently so,
right?
That doesn't make sense to
me. I was on the Stephen Nolan show when I was 19, and they were talking about that. They're like getting an ID to watch porn, and I was like, "It'll just never ever happen." And I stuck up for porn.
Did you be on Stephen Nolan sticking up for porn?
It was on TV. I was on the TV show, like, and it was
what
like
a way to make an appearance. Mate.
Yeah, that was when I was 19. Just turned 19, and I video about my TikTok, and there was this woman sitting across from me, and she was like, the porn does so much damage and all. And I was like, because I'm super artsy, like, I was like, I believe in all the arts. I was like, porn's just the same as watching a film, like, you know what I mean? It's just like
it's a piece of art.
It's a piece of art. Like, there's people. There's people acting in it, they're doing something, and it's their sex workers, they should be, which I still believe, like, that they should be valued as normal people, and it should be appreciated for what it is. And she was like, no, it isn't. And I was like, well, it is. And then this girl got out of the crowd. She said in the crowd, because I was, like, on the table, and she was like, this is fucking wild. Like, I was, like, 19, dealing with this question. I'm like, I was scared of it, and, like, on the phone call, I wasn't, like, they were asking me the questions we were going to talk about when they were scouting it, and I was just like, whatever. And then they were like, right, we're going to sit you beside Stephen because we think you're going to be real quiet. I never fucked up the whole hour of the show. Like,
well, were you talking to Nolan himself?
Yeah, it was on the show, like, on the Stephen Nolan show. There was four of us on the table, and I was on the table, like, and, so this girl up out of the crowd, she was like, there was actually a boy who was 13 years old, and he is wee brar because he's seen a video on the internet.
Right, what do you say back to that?
I said something like,
that's slow.
Oh, this is exactly what I said. Like, I said there, well, I've been on the internet looking at stuff and I've never seen that, and I've been around, and everybody started laughing because I said, and I've been around. I hadn't been around the whole fuck's sake.
Costa, what? You should do what Bonnie Blue does, only you do it for females.
Fuck that, everybody.
Because we've got 1,000 females laying up for Costa, and you just rate them up.
I've got 1,000? Fuck's sake, get one to line up outside. Get one to leave the house. Get one to reply to me. Fuck's sake, 1,000. Jesus Christ, I'd be in McGarry by the end of the night.
Listen, you don't know who's watching, you know what I mean?
I know that.
That would be a dream.
I just need to get out of Newcastle and start coming to Belfast where the bitches are a bit wilder.
Mate, tell me one weekend up the west, not you. Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sean, I'm Bryce Brown. Happy birthday to you. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip. Hooray. Make a wish. Yeah. Happy 30th birthday to Sean Eyebrows Braniff.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Best place he could. So what did you wish for?
Well, I can't tell you this.
You tell me.
Oh, 2 seconds. Seeing a blood bonnet booze coming through the door.
Oh! Come back through 1,000 buys. Is that what you're talking?
Somebody choking you.
He forgot he's on camera.
Just hoping not to be a thing to watch us.
Happy birthday, mate.
Yeah, everybody, wish him a happy birthday.
Cheers. Bet you weren't expecting that one.
Nah. Liam's idea, mate.
What was it? Well, fair play to Liam.
Mate, Liam has a heart, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought he had.
I was looking to throw stones at you.
So,
but his idea was better.
Yeah, it's a fault that counts.
It is a fault that counts.
I actually should have got a step with that. Would have been
that would have been funny.
Yeah,
get your woman on the balaclava.
I would have been set with the knees up like the way I am now. Wouldn't be no different.
Get the balaclava woman back down. Make a wee boy out of
you. So what did you think about Patsy and when you were down? He blacked us. Blacked us all.
Patsy Farron.
Patsy Fadden.
Oh, Fadden was it? I thought it was Farron.
You mad at me?
Yeah, I don't.
You were here with him.
I know. I haven't seen him since.
Why did he block you? He just blocked everything.
He shit them after Sean beat him in the arm wrestle.
He said something about his girl's headboard or something. Did you mean it's black? I talk like an agent here.
Want to have me an arm wrestle? Like, cause it be a party. Like,
oh!
That's him going back to Newcastle here.
Yeah, he's called.
I'm not
you.
Joking, Sean. You'll probably beat me too. Like,
folks, best, like, here we go.
Yeah, you know what real scares me? You know,
get the table out.
Do whatever. You know them videos of like the people do the arm wrestling and the arm just snaps. I literally have the arm wrestling.
Do you know my uncle done that? SP actually seen it. Somebody was partying in the SP's house when we were younger, and my aunt was having this fella arm wrestle and snapped it. His full arm at the hospital. So like, it can't happen. Like, it does.
I just wouldn't do it. I've broken my five arms. Have you?
I broke my elbow broke my arm yesterday.
Five.
Not for an arm wrestle.
Other people's arms.
How?
Just arm wrestling.
Well, fuck that.
If you want to have one,
I broke my arm, both my arms. I broke my foot twice. I broke my nose, and I broke something else. But I can't remember, a toe or something.
Banjo string.
I was a child. I remember I was on the. I broke my arm on my fifth birthday. The day before my fifth birthday, because me and my brother on trampoline, I stole his bounce, and like in my mind I went up about 30 feet and just landed on it and fell. And then the other time I broke it, I think I like fell off a fucking slide or some shit. I was like a year later. I broke my nose when I was 11, running into the back of somebody's head. We were playing like foxes and hounds, and he just stopped dead. I went into the back of him, like much like I have with 2 car accidents. But
fuck,
like,
me, you've been through the worst, Bigley.
But they were the worst. But I haven't broken anything in years. I broke, touch wood, the fucking. Broke my foot one time when I was like first year in school. My mate just like jumped on my back and I just went over on it and broke it. Had to go to the school nurse 3 times before she let me ring my fucking ma.
Have you brittle bones or something, or just unlucky?
I'm just growing up massive and then they're just too big for my body. Like, that was it.
Have you broke anything, Sean?
I broke my foot and my knuckle.
Hard that knuckle.
I've got like a sensory bulb in the house.
What's that?
No, like it's like a punching dummy.
The bob, you know, like the body
shit. Because I used to do like karate and stuff, and I was punching. His part is like human skin. But when you punch it,
what do you mean apparently? Does it feel like it, or is it?
Oh, no, that's what it says on the packet.
This is hard.
But do you think it feels like human skin?
I don't know, if I broke my knuckle punching.
Broke a few hearts in your time too, haven't you?
Back in my Thompson's days, like.
Did you, right enough?
Yeah, I did a video about Thompson's punchers, like.
Yeah, you were saying? So,
school. I'm stabbing about them on this podcast because they watch it.
Oh, I was in Thompson's on Wednesday.
The first all new generation of parents, they don't know me, like.
They know you and I, mate.
You're gonna go back.
Here, so tell us this here, how's your life changed since your last episode you were on?
My last episode on getting hundreds of thousands of, well, that's over exaggeration. But I'm getting lots of thousands of views on TikTok and all, and minimum money yet, but
what about in the street, but like are you, is anyone coming up to you? When you're going to the toilet, putting the camera over the toilet line?
No, but there's a lot.
That's happening to me. See, constantly now, that's dirt. Like, give me a.
I don't go to the toilet at night time because
it's my mates. Like, so I can't really slobber too much. But like, I mean, let somebody take a shit in peace.
Just go to the disabled toilets.
Sometimes
you don't get in this disabled toilet, but
the bar I go to in Kilkeel called the Port Inn, they've got a disabled toilet, and it's about 5 foot off the ground, and you see when you sit on it by the shite, just come clean out. Yeah, it's unreal.
And the gravity just pulls it.
I'm 6'4" and I'm dangling my feet in the ground. Like, I'm like a child, and I literally just call in the bar for to take a shite.
Just the first shit.
Would you go in, like, obviously you don't drink? Would you
in the bar all the time. Just do you
go in the bar just to do a shake?
A wee bit. Yeah, if I'm more than 10 minutes, I might do something else.
They must hate to see you coming.
Oh, well, I go in there. I probably made more money in that bar than I have fucking paid. No, like, I walk in with a bottle of BPM from the Pizza Max beside it because they don't do BPM. Just
that'll do me, boys.
But it's all paid from home, so it's good crack getting a piece of them.
Like, do bars still have like a jukebox and all? Is that still
I live the jukebox,
bars,
yeah.
What bar? Is it the one in the middle?
It's called...
The one in the middle of Newcastle?
No, it's in that's Quinn's. It's in Kilkeel. About 12 mile road. It's called the Port Inn, like. So there's a Port Inn, which is the Catholic bar, and then there's Square 4 across the road, the Protestant bar. And there's no real rivalry really at all, but that's just the way it is. And they're just right across the road from each other. So 12th of July, you just sit and everybody sits and watches the parades. But there's about a million at Square 4, and then we'd be on the 12th watching the parades too, just to try and see what talent's about. You know the big arches that like be in like there's one in Cookie, there's one, like all right, you know the arches that go up around the 12th?
There's one in Glengormley.
I always take photos of them and put them on my story and like put up like there's a parade inside my city or like just saying I want to wind people up. I'd be like, you know, so like summer vibes from this because they only go up in the summer. And people pop up to me all the time, like, are you a fucking prod? And they're like, what you get? I'm like, what's a fucking matter?
You know what I mean? Like, too serious. You know. Like,
where do you drink, Ian, Sean?
I don't really drink much, really.
Nah.
When's the last time you did drink the event?
Our press conference.
And you were well drinking.
I was raging and I missed the press conference, lads, to be honest.
Fuck, I was burning.
I watched it on YouTube and laughed. I'm not joking. You know what I said to him? I think our press conference was funnier than any episode I've ever even said.
It was the funniest thing I'd ever
It was just chaos. It wasn't like. It was just chaos.
It was a bit more entertaining than like any real press conference. Yeah,
to see Stephen and Hank going at it, Stephen and Marty Dack going at it, made it. And then Burnsy turning around to a pig fella just going, see you, bald eater.
I don't care about your girlfriend back home. Don't care about your family. Don't care
from here. Like.
Yeah.
Burnsy put him in his place.
He's Japanese, but.
He didn't know what to say.
Burnsy called him a Japanese bastard in the clip. Right, listen, that's right. And in the clip, he goes like when Burnsy sits down, he goes, you Japanese bastard. And then, like, because. Pigfella had just told him he was Japanese, so he called him Japanese bastard. And then, like one of the the top comment under my video of it on TikTok was like, "Did he call him a Japanese bastard?" And then somebody else like, "No, he called him a crime bastard." And there was about 8 comments going, "No, he called him a crime bastard." Like, so people were trying to save him. Like,
he's can't be touched.
But Roberto can.
Oh, here. Roberto, after that, I tell you what, man, he's
a brave man.
He's a vampire.
I was playing five a side earlier on, and some one of the lads scraped me with her nail, and I'm going, do I need to get a tetanus shot here? I feel like I'm fucking Roberto all over again. I was going up in a big lump earlier on. See any fella that's running about not cutting your fucking nails? Cut your nails, you leapers. What the fucking crack? It's 2025.
Roberto came up to me after and was like, I'm dead on, just they told me to get a tetanus shot tomorrow. I was like, is he a fucking rusty nail? How the fuck did he get a tetanus shot after getting bent?
Guy burns it.
That's crazy. Like,
suppose better safe than sorry. Like,
have you ever bit anyone, Sean?
No, I'm a good boy.
You're not freaky.
Have you ever been bit?
You ever give a heck?
Sean, tell us this here. We were looking someone to do like a someone just to come in, just sit beside the guest and just look at them for an hour.
And you're not allowed to talk.
Like, just don't talk and
don't speak to them. You just sit there and stare at them.
You just sit there with a microphone, but don't talk. And they just every now and again just turn around, and look at the guest, and do like your eyebrows or stare at them in the head, and then just sit there. Would you do it?
Every hour, every day of the week.
It would be a good wee cameo, I think. And see if the first one goes well. We'll see about doing the second one. But I think it would be very funny because depending on obviously who would get in, like they're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, do you know what I mean?
It'd be funny as fuck. Because there's a guy
because we'll be sitting trying to talk to them here and then you're just sitting there staring at them and they're like, what the fuck? Like, what's his
you'll crack? You'll throw them off the game.
You know what I mean?
They'll start having anxiety.
Would you definitely be up for it, Sean?
Where they are, just give me a 10 place.
No, me, we're your friends. We get your birthday next cake. Time no, we'll look after you if you come back up, like.
No, we'll do it. We'll definitely do it because I'll be fucking hilarious. We could have done it there, but
go well.
I thought we needed to talk, mate, because
we haven't really spoke from the event either, too, about the boxing event.
Yeah, let's do a run through of it, boys. Let's just
keep who was your fate of the night?
Oh, fate of the night. That 2-pack of Marty Dack was just different level. Like, I was a scrap, like.
Marty Dack went for it, though, didn't
he? He was trying to spy like, all Stevie 2-pack.
I don't know where they get the energy from. Like,
yeah, for a 2-pack on, that looked really well.
His walkout was the most confident walkout I've ever seen. He was just skipping about, getting in.
2-pack hadn't been to bed yet from the night before.
Had he not?
Nah, I was like, you're not going to pass that medical, but he did.
I took Stephen home. I took 2-pack home.
Did he?
Some drive home. It's just up the street here. Fucking 15 minutes later, right, in the right here, in this estate.
Up the Turf Lodge.
Yeah, up the Turf Lodge, and in my ear the entire way up the road rapping Tupac songs. He's like, can we play Tupac? I was like, yeah, with music. I was like, yeah, with music. They'd hit him up by me and him were roaring it, like, and then he put on some real deep cut, rapping it right in my ear, like literally like this in my ear. And I was like, he's like, that's class, isn't it? Like, it's like, well, I can do that. Like, I said, yeah, but like, I was with Tupac the Cure.
He is Tupac reincarnated,
and then I left him to the house, and he was like, you have any money? And I was like,
he goes to me, have you any money for a carry? I don't get. I goes, I've about €5 in my wallet. He goes, what the fuck's euros gonna get me?
Exactly.
So I went through the change pocket, just give him £7. He's like, is that it? I said, for fuck's sake, Steve, I left you.
Is that it?
I give you £7.
Good enough.
Yeah, I know what it was all about. I think he was busking for me when he was rapping at Rose.
I know, I love Steven. I actually love Tupac already. Like, he's fucking real, real cool lad. Like, I was so rooting for him all weekend for that fight. Like,
people were all going, he's not going to show up. He's not going to turn up. And I was going, I have a fave that morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. Here's me. Well, Steven, what's a crack? He's definitely ready to rock. And he goes, oh, why? I've been up from 5 o'clock this morning. I've already had a training session in me. Here's me. Fuck, go ahead, big man.
Told me he didn't sleep.
Well, maybe that's why I was off from 5 o'clock this morning.
Sure, he arrived about 2 hours late as well, but sure.
Still passed the medical, won the fit, got the job done. Whole Daphne's just singing, oh, Tupac already.
It was a real cool moment for him. My brother. Throwing respect. The W's up.
Do you think you could take Tupac?
Well, not back then, Nick. If you get us in the ring, Nick.
I respect that.
I know you did, all right.
Yeah. That's before Cena fight.
he wasn't down fucking getting onto the back. He was saying, you made a mistake calling me out. Do you remember that? Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
The Ferrari was trying to try to talk to Pig, and Brendan's whispering in my ear, basically. Tell him how you feel. No, tell him how you feel.
Who was whispering in your ear?
Burnsy.
Burnsy came up to me about two. Burnsy came up to me about two or three hours into the night. Up to the ring, and he's like, I'm telling you, speaking to the mic, when I tell you what to do, you do it. And he was about 4 or 5 rows away in the crowd, as if I could fucking hear him. He was like, you speak right into the mic. If I tell you what to do, you're going to do it. Absolutely lovely.
Remember, where
yeah, one thing, Brian, he's a team leader. Like, you may not get all the information correct, but he tries to take the lead. Like,
were you motivated by him?
He's good. Like I said, his information's not always accurate, but he's...
Do you not think the info I was giving you on the night was good? Like... I was telling you.
I hear. Bad thing you're not like the ref, like, who'd have me won. He was telling me the whole night I was winning, even though I was getting punched the face.
Party was good.
You won at heart, mate. That was the main thing. You won at heart.
Yeah. You won, yeah.
What about your woman at the press conference?
None of us have even seen her ever before. She just landed on the taxi and she's like, I'm Emma. I was like, all right.
She lines up for a fight and then pulls out the day before.
Do you remember the last sight we seen of her? I used to get into Roberto's car.
Oh, I was just being sick. Yeah.
We were leaving the Devonish and we didn't know what which way we were going to go, right? I goes, oh, I'll drive myself out or whatever. And she was about to get into Roberto's car by just poke a fucking ring up all over the Devonish car park. Me and him just looking at each other laughing. I says, I'm away down the road here.
Well, are you persuading me to get in that car? No, to go for pants. What happened?
I don't know. Every can't end up
we were supposed to go to the fucking
Fallons.
The Fallons, and me and Pig landed at it and rung you, and you were like, I'm way home here.
And I was like, we got captured for fuck's sake. See, outside that place here. No,
this is the press conference
room. Oh, right.
Second, I was going to Suffolk Road, and he says, oh, sure, go for pants. Persuaded me. I went the opposite direction, even though I live in Suffolk Road. Derek got off in Springfield and got a glider home.
Did you?
Yeah, I went actually the opposite direction.
I didn't know what glider went up to Springfield.
Oh no, I walked down, Marty thought confided me to his, but I was like 6 pints in there, like I was proper going, like...
Did you go down with Marty?
Oh, yeah, he offered me pies, he said, go and get a swell, back to mine, but...
Fuck, I wanted to meet some crack. You'd have been found fucking somewhere that wasn't his house, like...
Oh, you would have heard about me in the papers, like...
You'd have been up in the hatchet
face. I'd never be seen again, like...
Next day.
Yeah, I was going with
Scooby the squad of people wanted, like,
oh, mate, crazy, all like. The different crowds you are know because
you should fucking rent out a house for a week and stick them all in it, put cameras all over it, get big brother, Belfast brother, like, fucking stick all them
that's
in.
That's such a shit.
Sure, we're going to do the working class carriage, so we'll just all invite them down for a carriage, test it out first.
We're going to do, we're going to
see how well they get on in the carriage.
Get a load of wired mics, like, get a load of wired mics.
We're going to run, we're going to do like a
give a bar out. We're all going. Anyone who's watching now can come down for another swell. We're all just going to head out for a swell. So if you want to go, everyone just come down. Yeah, we'll head into a town, some bar in the town. Just everyone have a swell.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Plan, any fans of the podcast want to come, you're more than welcome. If
the
not,
me and Slice
will be here by ourselves, fucking crying in the paint.
If you're a member of our Patreon too, you'll be looked after. But listen, it's not fully sorted yet.
Helping me ID just in case.
You'll not need ID. You're 30, for fuck's sake.
I still got have ID for like alcohol now.
Do you?
Darling, with like Tesco's.
Just pull your wab out and go fuck some big laddie on the lap or what?
Too much cameras
now.
But if anyone wants to go, just comment under saying I'm in.
Oh, so what is the Patreon then?
Patreon's just like, we do another podcast and then you pay to go on. But we actually are going to head out one Saturday of the weekend.
But these not like Peter.
There is one Saturday in the weekend.
I was trying to work it out there and it's fucked up when I said it.
One Saturday.
I was like, fuck. So anyway, we're going to go out in the town. We'll pick a bar and if everyone wants to meet up at a certain time on a Saturday, we'll have a wee swan, a wee couple of shots and whatever else.
Don't give Gavin any shots, by the way.
No, are you? Or I got you.
He's buzzballs
down already. I know.
They're wet. See him buzzballs. They put their trousers and all down. They're wet, mate. I don't do that. Like
my 23rd birth 2 years ago. My mates were drinking buzzballs, and there's about three of them still sitting in my fridge. So if he's want them, I bring them up.
Fucking right,
they'll
mate.
Be fucking fermented.
Well, do you not drink right enough?
I drank one in a beef and it just tasted like you were doing a shot.
They're 14%. Like that's stronger than like loads of shots.
My brother was in Vietnam and he brought home this like coffee drink, but it's whiskey, but it's not non-alcoholic, but it's whiskey flavored coffee. I drank it this morning at about 10 o'clock and I was like, fucking hell, it was hard. Like, me never even I don't drink that. And I was sitting there eating it with noodles, eating my breakfast, like, I was like, fucking hell, man, I'm not even hungry anymore.
That's a mad combination. It was
whiskey flavored coffee
and noodles for breakfast.
Have you ever tasted alcohol?
This is a good story now. My mom hates me telling this.
I think you said this.
Is it the beefa? Yeah, because I definitely knew I told it on a pod, but she was like, don't be telling that. Nobody makes me look bad. I was like,
oh, coming in, Madeleine McCann, job, because you were coming away. Like,
well, Madeleine McCann, she got abducted like March 2007 or something, right? I P3 in school, and like my primary school was only 80 in it, like, and there was this man's house, like garden at the back of it, but it was a big bush. We climb into it. It was a big, massive, like, it looked like, we imagined it as, like, Jurassic Park. It was a real cool garden with a load of, like, fucking, like, sculptures and shit. We'd run about it and just play games, like, and we got, like, we came back in, teachers were roaring at us and all, and they were like, you're not here, but we were literally six, and they were like, you're not here, like, Madeleine McCann, like, she literally just got abducted, like, that could have happened using that garden. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there, like, oh my, she was only missing, like, 3 days, and we were like, I was like, Miss, I know you know what happened, we would be alright. Like. And that was it.
Did you see the documentary come out about her?
The man that has been out of
it.
There's a documentary come out on, it's on Netflix
the
now.
The man that has gone up.
They think they have him and he's in a jail in Germany, but he gets out this year and they're trying to get him done before he actually gets out. Because once he's out, he's gone. You'll never get him. But they have like loads of evidence why it's him and like they found all fucking mad videos on his computer and all, like it's a lot of arrows are pointing to him, yeah. But they need to get him fucking done with it before he gets out.
I don't know, I think the man has something to do with
it. I know, it's just that man.
I've never looked into it.
Slim and dumb and neglect anyway, because you can't leave like a free exactly. Or whatever. Like, and
there was three of them, there was two twins as well. They're not two twins,
They did that. My
there was two
that,
twins. I was thinking two sets of twins, so I'd be four. Two twins.
I don't know,
yeah.
Oh, so we're fed at the farmer version,
yeah. Well, here I get his hooked up, he's one. I'm performing on the Sunday. I've got Farmer's Bash, Saturday's the Two Johnnies, Dirt Ran, all the biggest
two Johns,
the Couple of Johns.
Mate, I've laughed my bollocks off at that video.
The Couple of Johns.
You and your mate, the ginger one?
That's Ben, yeah. That's all the ones that really Cecil in the film, but that's the time culture shit. Like. So they're on the Saturday, the Kaiser Chiefs are on the Sunday, this Boucher Road playing fields. There's three stages. The other stage is like the old country artists. And then I'm going to be playing with the Folk That Rock on Sunday, right before I'm co-headliner before Nathan Carter, who's like the biggest deal ever in fucking country.
Oh,
Irish country right
here. How are you before him?
Because I'm a big star, Sean. You know what I mean? But
you're
I'm performing a new song, new rap song I've done with Folk That Rock. and it's going to be on Cool FM, it's going to be Radio Ulster, all that shit. They're putting the big machine behind it. It's a bash of the anthem. It's called...
What's it called? It's
a bash of the anthem. Oh, it's the anthem of the bash, sorry, actually. A bash of the anthem. Good thing you corrected me there. I got a bit dyslexic, but...
Anthem of the bash.
They're pushing it as the anthem of the bash. It's called Happy Ever After, and it's a story about... It's a comedy, but it's... is a good song that I'm rapping on it and back in the American.
Can you rap then?
Don't sing the chorus. There's a 13-piece band. They made there's guitars. Yeah.
Jesus
there's
Christ, full guitar. How many instruments is there?
Like 13. There's full guitar, drums, tin whistle, everything.
Full orchestra.
Didn't take long for that out.
But nowhere some of them brings like three guitar players. No, you don't really count that. It's just count.
But there is this full one, but there's three singers sung the chorus. There's a whole band, real like fucking professional production. The Violet studio engineer used to do all the shit for Bono. Like, used to do all this. It's crazy that they put me up with this. Like, and so I'm performing, and I've got I don't know yet, but I might be hosting the second stage. And then on the Sunday, this is an exclusive. On the main stage, we're bringing out the cast of the film. So we're for the first time announcing the full main cast of the film to the main stage.
Is that right on the Farmer's Bash?
Yeah, and there's due to be about 25,000 at it. Like. It's gotta be completely nuts.
So
like,
can we get free IP tickets or what's happening?
I'll try and get you comped for the Sunday. Like, I'll get you. You just sit with my man.
I meant to be in Ballycastle Saturday, but I'd be about Sunday. August.
Sunday.
Right.
This is Sunday. 9th and 10th of August. The tickets are running low. They're on the last remaining ones together.
You mean business? You know what I mean? You just wouldn't say this and big lad. Couple of lads, couple of tickets.
I'm your name, both slice.
Mate, August. Oh, August is soon. It's August 9, isn't it?
It's August tomorrow.
August was next month.
No, it's August tomorrow, but... that's a good weekend. The Saturday, but there's three stages. There's, the fucking Shrek rave and all, big fucking Shrek and all coming out, or Bingo Logo on the R stage, and there's, a fucking...
Shrek rave?
There's a husband calling competition, and there is a Border Strongest Farmer, so everybody's got to be doing weightlifting and shit. It's fucking crazy. It's, nothing you've ever seen, I swear to fuck, it's gonna be crazy next Saturday, Sunday.
I would definitely go round it.
And what tells us, would two, smicks from West Belfast, are they not call us names or not?
No, we went last year, and it's just you just go there, nobody's gonna be looking at you sideways, it is real accepting, because there's so many people that are into that culture, but they don't actually farm, and that's what there was a lot of last year, and that's just it, everybody, but it is, it's all Irish folk and country music, but it is. And then they're doing the rave and shit like that. They're like Mark McCabe's playing that on Saturday. He's the co-headline on the Saturday, I think. But there's, and so it's just every, as much as they can get, every artist of different genres and shit. And they're putting Farmers, it is Farmers Bash, but it's the biggest festival in Northern Ireland this year.
Who is the most famous farmer
in this country?
Would it be you?
I would say
I found that out last night. Donkey's hosting the fucking
Strongest Farmer.
I don't think he posts as much on TikTok anymore. I know that, but to be honest, because I just do the farming and don't take to do anything else. My real interest is fucking music and film and stuff.
Yeah, see, a prospect guy, is he not a farmer?
No, he's just Rory McSorley.
He's just culty there in his head.
No, he's not culty. He's Derry.
He's from Tyrone, I think, was he not?
Is he?
No, Tyrone's not South, John, fuck's sake.
He's like.
But yeah, he
can't drink about fucking 15 tins of juice, doesn't he?
But that's what I said then. Donkey's doing that, but Donkey doesn't do as much videos. But I was trying to get in touch with influencers that do farming, and I actually don't know any. I don't know fucking any of them. So it must be us ones.
You'll be fucking clutching straws, are you, mate? There's not many.
Bro. And especially now.
Farming influence is just not 2 yings ago to garlic.
You've got the best.
It's fucking
that. Already got the best.
That's what I mean.
But figuring out. Culty farming community, you can't understand. See if you're from Belfast, they just talk and you just don't know what they're saying.
Do you not understand me?
Well, I do.
No, I've got the thickest accent ever.
There was a voice note you sent me the other day, mate. I like to hear that. I was going, I don't know what he's saying.
No, see what I said in the voice notes, I'm getting real laxy daisy, so I'm just
I see he must be connected to a speaker in the car or something. I don't know what he's saying. I went, yes, Costa, mate, that's no problem.
But yeah, as far as Bash, there's a press conference for it Tuesday. I'm gonna get his out to it. Gonna get his all, and it's fucking gonna be pure lit. And no joke, but he's like, see, this is the shit I dreamed of. Shelf as a rapper, to be performing in front of all these thousands of people, and I didn't know I was ever going to get back into rap, and like after I'd done the comedy stuff and like the farming shit, I was like, how the fuck am I ever going to make a way back in? Farmers Bash have given us that way back in. They're putting the full machine behind the music and shit, and like
I'm straight into the deep end, big son.
Yeah, I know, straight in the deep end. I'm gonna keep rolling with the music.
I'll be sitting there with my fucking crowd.
I told Farmers Bash, I told Nigel, the organizer of Farmers Bash, I was like, I literally only do stuff we used to and them. I don't collab with anyone else, like, you know what I mean? So I like these guys and I like them.
We love you too. Cluster.
Tell Nigel, I was asking about him to get us over a couple of double faggots as well if he's fucking feeling alright. You know what I mean?
Big Nidgy, sort of boys.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's next August 9th and 10th. It's got to be pure lit. It's costing me to run wild. I'm going to be ripping the t-shirt off.
You're wearing your big cap boots, are you?
Yeah, I'll be wearing loads of different outfits because I'm going to be out in the stage flat out. Really, so I'm going to be fucking ripping the shirt off. Might be a few Stone Cold Stunners. Fucking, I'm going to be shouting, if you love Farmers Bash, give me a hell yeah. And then,
hell yeah.
And then I'll be like, who all here fancies me? Everyone's got to start roaring.
And you give him a wee shout out as well. Know what I mean? Can't
Sean Eyebrows Brown.
Unless you want Sean Eyebrows Brown up on stage,
tell a joke, give me hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right, go get a farmer joke before we switch off. A joke about farming. We're putting you on the spot here. Come on. Take your time now.
Sweating here for you.
What do you call the magic tractor? Did you hear about the magic tractor? Did you hear about the magic tractor?
Talking to me?
Yeah. Talking to me? I don't see anybody else here. Robert De Niro says here. Oh. Did you hear about the magic tractor? It turned into a field. Why does nobody get that joke?
I got it. Take a wee way for the penny to drop here. Go ahead, Sean. You give us one.
How did a tractor find his wife?
How?
He tracked her.
He loved it.
Does that actually work in real life?
But I don't know, I just made that up on the spot.
That's good.
Did you? I didn't know what that was. That's like freestyling, mate.
I was shaking. That was pure Jay-Z wordplay. I was freestyling. You have my
respect.
Well done,
mate.
Are you going to use that at the Farmer Bash? I'll give you the credit.
Thank you, bro. I'll shout you out too. Listen, if you want to go on the Patreon,
we're gonna
get Sean Eyebrows Banoff to get sucked off back out.
Switch over to Patreon. He's gonna try some goat milk and
he's gonna be accosting an arm wrestle.
And then me and him got kissed.
Yep. So if you want to see it, because
right, that's it. Right, I'll call the force gets in.
Right, go pull that force can out.
Love.
Thank you.